Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day it is in the world of politics, because it's the beginning of the Iowa State Fair. And I know that there are all kinds of people who look at a state fair and they say, yep, they put blue ribbons on hogs. And there are a lot of blue ribbon candidates who are there from the Republican Party. One of them is Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas. He is a former U.S. congressman. He is a former federal prosecutor. He's going to be calling in from the Iowa State Fair coming right up. And we're going to talk to him about the debates that are coming now in less than 2 weeks that could change the election. There are also two powerful pieces of opinion journalism that go against the idea of prosecuting Donald J. Trump in the midst of a campaign. And there's one piece in particular that is surprising in the New York Times, of all places, by Jack Goldsmith, who is a Harvard law professor, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, and the author of After Trump, Reconstructing the Presidency. And the headline, The Prosecution of Trump May Have Terrible Consequences. And part of what he's talking about, and part of what John Turley is talking about, another law professor, very distinguished and well-respected, this one, of course, John Turley from George Washington University Law School, he writes about the collapse of the Biden line, that Joe Biden has absolutely nothing to do with his son's business ventures. And Attorney Turley comes up with a whole series of proofs that that is simply not true. It is simply a lie. And people talk about the big lie that Republicans sometimes advance, the lie that says that Trump actually won the election of 2020. It's obvious he didn't. Biden has now been president for 2.5 years. But Biden has been saying for longer than that, that he had no benefit at all from his son's business ventures, and Jonathan Turley has a very big problem with that. We also have a big problem in the United States with an attempt by a very sophisticated, well-organized neo-Nazi group to split off the New England states. And yeah, apparently all of them. They're talking about New Hampshire and Vermont and Connecticut and Rhode Island and Massachusetts, splitting off those states from the United States and making them a white ethno state where non-white people would not be permitted. Are there people supporting that kind of endeavor? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will get to that, and we will also be talking to Charles Murray, a very distinguished, very controversial always, sociologist and analyst of what is going on in the United States, who has an extremely important piece about the broken windows policing doctrine. What does that mean? The broken windows policing has to do with the fact that you could actually lower the rate of violent crime if you stop graffiti, if you stop vandalism, if you stop what they used to call in New York City squeegee men. That would be people who would come up and start wiping the windshield of your car if you were stopped at a stoplight and then demand money afterward for wiping the windshield of your car. Rudy Giuliani famously cracked down on the squeegee men, and like magic, crime began to go down in New York. Why is it that we have abandoned the broken windows policing, and why has crime resultingly gone up? There is also this sort of crime that is involved, and a kind of crime that involves threats and warnings of assassinations, and for which it is reasonable to say, thank God for the FBI. Thank God that it exists and it does its job. But there's a story about Joe Biden, who was out visiting Utah. We talked about his proclamation of a new national monument involving millions of acres surrounding the Grand Canyon. And it turns out that ahead of his trip, the FBI killed a guy in his home who had previously made specific assassination threats against Biden. And the DA in New York City, who prosecuted President Trump, Alvin Bragg, the dead individual, whose name is Craig Robertson, was 75 years old and described himself as a MAGA Trumper. This is the report on his killing and the FBI shootout in Provo, Utah, clip 14.
The FBI saying that a man was shot and killed today during a raid in Provo, Utah, in connection with an investigation regarding alleged threats against President Biden and others. Officials briefed on the case tell ABC News that those threats had been deemed credible after an investigation began in April, and that the FBI was later notified about the individual in June.
The FBI went to his home early morning today in Provo, Utah, about 6 a.m. That's a pretty standard tactic. They went to arrest him and to search his home after threats had been made online, and they were deemed to be credible. That's troubling.
Troubling. What they report here in Fox News, a Utah resident, Craig Robertson, was killed yesterday while FBI agents attempted to execute a search and arrest warrant. And officials say the man had made numerous online threats against President Biden and other politicians. Federal law enforcement sources told Fox that Craig Robertson was killed around 6:15 in the morning by FBI agents who were attempting to serve an arrest and search warrant at Provo. A law enforcement source told Fox that the individual had a weapon. In other words, at the time he was killed, he was holding a gun. Biden landed in Salt Lake City on Wednesday afternoon for a scheduled visit to the state. Provo is about a 45-minute drive from Salt Lake City. Robertson was charged with interstate threats, influencing, impeding, and retaliating against federal law enforcement officers by threat, and the threats against the president, according to a federal complaint filed Monday. Prosecutors allege that Robertson posted the following on social media this Monday. Quote, I hear Biden is coming to Utah, digging out my old ghillie suit and cleaning the dust off the M24 sniper rifle. Welcome, buffoon in chief. Robertson's Facebook page, which is no longer visible to the public, showed the Utah man owned Craig's Custom Woods LLC. Reports indicate the company was registered in 2020. Robertson was married twice, according to online obituaries, and has three children. Robertson divorced his first wife in 1986, then remarried in 1988. His second wife died on April 20th of 2008. He also had posted on his website, Alvin Bragg, speaking about the attorney who was prosecuting President Trump in New York, heading to New York to fulfill my dream of eradicating another of George Soros's two-bit political hacks. I'll be waiting in the courthouse parking garage with my suppressed Smith & Wesson MP 9mm to smoke a radical fool prosecutor that should never have been elected. Somebody who was elected, deserved to be elected as governor of Arkansas, now running for president of the United States, will be speaking to Governor Asa Hutchinson coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, what's a sign of a politician that you ought to take very seriously? A candidate for president who deserves the most serious consideration and respect. Well, that would be when in 2018 you get reelected with 65% of the vote, having received more votes than any other Republican candidate for governor in the history of the state of Arkansas. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Asa Hutchinson, who is also a congressman. He was a federal prosecutor. He has an extraordinary background of achievement. As governor, he was distinguished by success in securing over $700 million per year in tax cuts and safeguarding the retirement pay of veterans from state income tax and shrinking the size of state government. Governor Hutchinson, you're not in Arkansas now. You're in Iowa. What could you possibly be doing in Iowa?
Well, Michael, it is great to be with you. And I tell you, that's one of the fun things about the campaign. All through the years, I've seen candidates in Iowa and New Hampshire, and it looks so exciting. And now I'm here, and it is exciting. The people are terrific. And so I'm preaching the word in the sense of telling about my campaign, getting a good response, and love the Iowa State Fair this year.
Well, again, one of the things about the Iowa State Fair is you get to meet people in person, and don't they have a big cow made out of butter this year that you're taking a look at?
That's right. I actually saw that, and then I was at the pork producer's tent where I was flipping pork burgers, and so I've had all of the experiences. I actually talked to a lot of voters today. And they're wide open to a candidate that, does not name Donald Trump. And so that's encouraging to me. And then you have visitors from other states that are here. Somebody from Michigan came down and said the Iowa State Fair was on their bucket list. So they're here. That makes it fun, too.
Well, I'm sure that it does. Right now, obviously, there's a lot of focus on the first Republican debate in Milwaukee, and I know you have qualified to make the debate in terms of the polling numbers that you were required to receive, but you need a little bit of help in terms of contributions, donations, because you need 40,000 different donors from across the country. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and the good news is that they have to be 40,000 individual donors, but any amount counts. And so a dollar contribution, $10 contribution, all of that qualifies. And, to put it in perspective, we've gotten 10,000 new donors in the last couple of weeks, and we're planning on making the debate stage, but I hope everybody can help me out. Hope you agree that we ought to have a broad variety of viewpoints expressed on that debate stage.
Okay, and that people can take care of that by going to ASA 2024, that's ASA2024.com. It's a pretty easy way to donate your $1 or $100 or however much you feel motivated to donating to Asa Hutchinson's campaign. Would they hear from you, assuming you do qualify for the debates, and I sincerely hope that you do, what would they hear from you that would be a little bit different from your many rivals?
Great question, and that's the first thing they will see, is that there's differences of views on the role of government, but also differences about whether we support Ukraine in defending themselves against Russia. So that's going to be a hot topic. Of course, I support Ukraine. I believe, as Reagan did, that America must be strong, and that's how we lead. And we can't shirk our responsibility to others that are also pursuing freedom. I think there will be a lot of talk about energy policy, and contrasting really with Biden as well. It's not just between the candidates there, but with President Biden. And whenever you look at his failed energy policy, we need a pro-growth energy policy. That's what I advocate for, where it's not just looking at all green, but it's looking at how we can produce and be independent and also help our friends and allies. That's an important topic for us. It's the economy. And while President Biden says our economy is looking rosy because inflation rate is going down in terms of growth, it's all baked in. And so right now, whether it's eggs or whatever else you buy at the grocery store, you're paying a higher price than you did a year ago or 2 years ago. And then you add on that the interest costs that go up, whether you're buying a home or whether you have credit card debt. These are things that are on the minds of voters, and that's what we'll be talking about, and it all comes down to controlling federal spending.
And you are a supporter, as I understand it, of nuclear power as part of our response to our energy needs in the future.
I am. In Arkansas, we have nuclear power, hydropower, and we have all of the above. But nuclear is an important part of our mix for the future. And quite frankly, I was frustrated by President Biden that he foreclosed a large field of potential uranium production here in the United States. And that's an example of what we need if we're going to build an effective energy mix. But also one that's environmentally sound.
Well, that was when he set up that new national monument the other day. The truth is, the criticism I've heard is that he could have set up a national monument and recognized the antiquities under the Antiquities Act from the Indian civilizations and done all of that without ruling out the high-quality uranium that might be found in that same territory. Isn't that, that would be your criticism, I assume?
That's right. That's right. I mean, we want to protect important lands for our heritage and our enjoyment. But at the same time, whenever we have an energy source, whenever we have rare minerals, we've got to have access to those for our future. And, you know, they're not inconsistent. President Obama would not even foreclose that whenever he was president, but President Biden did.
We're speaking to Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas, former member of the U.S. Congress. What can we do? And I think this is a big focus on your campaign, and we'll get into it in just a moment. To try to bring America together, Joe Biden got elected under the promise that he was going to bring the country together, and a lot of people believe that we are more divided, more polarized than ever before. How would a President Asa Hutchinson, yeah, you can say that, you can imagine it. By the way, you can go to asa2024.com for more information and support. We'll be right back with further conversation from the Iowa State Fair with presidential candidate Asa Hutchinson coming up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Iran has agreed to release four jailed Americans and place them under house arrest with the intention of allowing them to travel to the United States in the coming weeks, following a month-long diplomatic push by the Biden administration. That's according to a statement from the family's lawyer. At least three dozen people have been killed by devastating wildfires on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Hawaii resident Jordan Sarabay, who lost his home to the flames, describes his experience escaping the destruction.
I had to drive through flames. You know, there was a van and a house already on fire. The smoke was going over the road. Literally don't know what's on the other side of me. And just hoping and praying I don't hit anyone. anyone. I don't hit a car and get stuck. The van next to me doesn't explode.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. FEMA and the Red Cross now stepping in to help people who lost their homes. Tim Berg, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, my honor to be speaking with former governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson. He also was appointed by President Bush as the nation's first Undersecretary of Homeland Security for Border Protection. Right now, border security is a huge issue for millions and millions of Americans, particularly Republicans. What did you learn during your service in the Department of Homeland Security and focusing on border protection that we could apply today to make our border more secure and more reliable?
Well, we worked hard at it. We didn't get it perfect, but it looks perfect compared to what you see today. And whenever you look at our border, the first thing that I would do is to call the governors together with me to work together with the states, both Democrats and Republican governors, to protect the border. And I don't like what's happened in this administration with the states going one direction and they're feuding between each other. We have a common interest in protecting that border. Secondly, of course, whenever I was head of the DEA and it continued into Homeland Security, we had to work closely with Mexico because the cartels were a factor. And we actually worked and made progress in dismantling the cartels that now are bringing in fentanyl and causing the human suffering. And that has to be a priority, but President Obrador of Mexico has given the cartels a green light. We've got to reverse that, got to declare them foreign terrorist organizations, and we've got to pressure Mexico economically to cooperate with us in dismantling those terrorist organizations that are killing Americans. So those are things that are important. Obviously, you got to reform our asylum laws. You got to recognize that America is a land of immigrants, and we don't want to foreclose that, but we have to do things orderly and consistent with our sovereignty.
And as I look at it, actually, in the Bush administration, the rate of illegal immigration was reduced sharply. Isn't that the case?
Well, it was. And we, compared to what we have today, it was a much reduced one. We had the Arizona Border Control Initiative, in which we were working with Arizona. We were paying overtime of our state officials as they assisted with us. It was a close cooperative relationship. And we did make progress during that time. There's always a challenge that we have because people want to get into America. But whenever you see the risk, we've got to do it in the right way. And I think there's some ways that we can use federalism to expand immigration opportunities with the states. If a state wants to have immigrants in to help them build their economy or work, we ought to be able to partner with them to have a state-based immigration program. And with the security pledged as being a part of that. So there's a number of things that can be done that balances the compassion of America, the need for our workforce. At the same time, let's give us security that we desperately have to have.
We have a huge problem with budget deficits on an unprecedented level. I mean, of course, it's completely blown up beyond imagining under President Biden. But what needs to be done? Because basically the only way you bring down a budget deficit is you either cut spending or you raise taxes, you raise revenue, or a little bit of both. What would a Hutchinson administration do to deal with some of the budgetary problems of this country?
Well, you'd hold the line on spending first. And I have one specific proposal, which is to reduce the non-defense federal workforce by 10%. I reduced the state government workforce by 14%. While governor, we can do that same at the federal level and still provide the services. So that's setting an example and saving money. Secondly, we've got to be able to address the Medicaid program. And again, I want to partner with the state to give them more flexibility to put into place work requirements for able-bodied recipients. Number of things you can do to control the spending. On the revenue side, you can't raise taxes because we have to have a growing economy. But the solution to the $32 trillion debt is growing the private sector of our economy. That was a Reagan belief, and it's a principle of economics. We did that in Arkansas. And so we want to be able to grow that private sector at a faster rate, and that's how we address the revenue side of it and keep the economy moving.
Would you make a strong commitment to protecting the territorial integrity and the survival of the nation of Taiwan, which is so directly threatened by Chinese imperialism?
Yes, indeed. We ought to stand with Taiwan. We ought to make sure that China understands that we're going to be standing with Taiwan, and that's why the bases that we have in the Philippines are so important. You put the right personnel, you put the right ships there. China understands that we're there and we mean business to support the freedom of Taiwan.
And, I mean, obviously very important to the U.S. economy because of the chips that are made there. In terms of bringing the country together, which I know you have prioritized in your campaign, you're very forward about it. What's the number one step that a President Hutchinson would take?
The number one step is simply leadership. Whenever we've had times of division in our country before, whether it's the Vietnam War with riots and violence on college campuses or whether it was the Civil Rights era, we've always had leaders that have tried to bring the country together and to resolve differences and address those differences. The difference today is that we have leaders that do just the opposite. They enhance the divide, they make money off the divide, and they make it worse. And that's what's got to be reversed. It comes down to leadership. As president, I will bring out the best of America. That's the number one job, and you do that by calling upon the best instincts of America and not appealing to their worst instincts. That, to me, is leadership. That's what a president should do.
And again, for people who are interested in the Asa Hutchinson alternative, take a look at his website at asa2024.com. That's asa2024.com. And if you believe that this is an important voice to add to the public discourse that's coming up in the new debate, think about sending in a dollar, maybe even $5, to the Asa Hutchinson campaign for president. He needs a few more donors across the country in order to qualify for the debate. I understand that Mayor Suarez of Miami has qualified for the debate. Of course, Governor Burgum of North Dakota has qualified for the debate. He will be there. Asa Hutchinson belongs there, too. So check it out at asa2024.com. What's the next stop after Iowa?
Well, we're going to be here for a number of days during the parade and then we during the fair. And then we go back to New Hampshire. But really, as soon as the state fair is over with, it is the debate. It is just less than 2 weeks away. So that'll be the focus. And then after that, we hit the road from New Hampshire back to Iowa. And South Carolina is important. I know we've got some good, two good candidates down there, home folks, but I went to college there, and I want to be able to campaign there as well.
Godspeed to you, Governor Asa Hutchinson. That's asa2024.com. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show with the governor of Utah speaking out to welcome a politician of the opposite party. Why? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Michael Medved Show, one of the things that gives people hope about the Republican Party is if you look at Republican governors across the country. We just had on Governor Asa Hutchinson, two-termer from Arkansas, succeeded by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the daughter of another very successful Republican governor, Mike Huckabee, in the state of Arkansas. And over in the state of Utah, Governor Spencer Cox, who's the Republican chief executive of the state of Utah, spoke about Biden's visit to his state to dedicate a new national monument. Here is what the governor had to say.
There's been some question over whether or not the governor of the state of Utah would welcome the president of a different party. I think it's insane that we are having those conversations in our country today. I so appreciate my blue state partners, governors who welcome President Trump, and we welcome President Biden here. We honor this office of the presidency. When the president succeeds, America succeeds, and we want to find ways to work together. We also do want to push back when we disagree, and I think we've gotten really good at that part, but we need to remember the other part of that equation that makes us so proud to be Americans.
Okay, isn't he obviously correct? 1-800-955-1776. And this commentary, I think, was before the shooting that led to the death of Craig Robertson, age 75, who was killed in a confrontation, an armed confrontation with the FBI. And they've published now, the FBI, some of the postings that caught their attention, which apparently were on Truth Social, and it raises the question as to whether Truth Social actually notified the FBI about some of the statements that were being made by Craig Robertson. For instance, on September 19th of last year, so a little bit less than a year ago, he posted, "The time is right for a presidential assassination or two. First Joe, then Kamala, then 3!" Okay, you're a dangerous person. If you're going to post that in public and expect that there will be no consequences to you. I mean, think about it. This is a very specific. The time is right for a presidential assassination or two. first Joe, then Kamala. And then he also, or September 23rd, 4 days later, he posted the message, "Death to Joe Biden." In one Facebook post, Robertson described himself as a MAGA Trumper, and then followed that by saying, "Hey, Merrick Garland, you demented weasel, send your FBI SWAT team to my house." "You won't, because I fight back against cowards." And again, three exclamation points. And it's terribly sad. Nobody deserves to die. Certainly nobody deserves to die this way. But the idea that we need law enforcement, that we need an FBI to protect our leaders and others from assault by people who may be deranged, may be criminally minded, the need for law enforcement is extraordinary. And especially with rising crime rates in so many parts of the country. There's also good news today. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Iran released four jailed Americans and placed them under house arrest today with the intention of allowing them to travel to the U.S. in the coming weeks. That following a months-long diplomatic push by the Biden administration, the White House, and an attorney for the families. A fifth American was already under house arrest and is set to be allowed to leave Iran next month. Along with the other four, a person familiar with the negotiations said, "We will not rest until they are all back home in the United States." So said the White House National Security in a statement, the National Security Council in the White House. Meanwhile, prosecutors with Special Counsel Jack Smith's team have asked a judge today to set a January 2nd trial date for former President Donald Trump in the case charging him with plotting to overturn his 2020 election loss. Prosecutors said in court papers they want the case before U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan to move to trial swiftly in Washington's federal court, setting up a likely battle with defense attorneys who have already suggested they will try to slow things down. Smith's team says the government's case should take no longer than 4 to 6 weeks. The date is just under 2 weeks before the first votes are set to be cast in the Republican presidential race, with Iowa's first in the nation caucuses scheduled for January 15th. And this goes to one of the conclusions that is reached by Jack Goldsmith, who is a professor of law at Harvard and a senior fellow of the Hoover Institution. He says, even if the prosecution succeeds in convicting Mr. Trump before or after the election, the costs to the legal and political system will be large. There is no getting around the fact that the indictment comes from the Biden administration when Mr. Trump holds a formidable lead in the polls to secure the Republican Party nomination and is running neck and neck with Mr. Biden, the Democratic Party's nominee. This deeply unfortunate timing looks political and has potent political implications, even if it is not driven by partisan motivation. And it is the Biden administration's responsibility, as its Justice Department reportedly delayed the investigation of Mr. Trump for a year and then rushed to indict him well into the GOP primary season. The unseemliness of the prosecution, he writes, will most likely grow if the Biden campaign or its proxies use it as a weapon against Mr. Trump if he is nominated. Mr. Smith's indictment outlines a factually compelling but far from legally airtight case against Mr. Trump. The case involves novel applications of three criminal laws and raises tricky issues of Mr. Trump's intent, his freedom of speech, and the contours of presidential power. If the prosecution fails, especially if the trial concludes after a general election that Mr. Trump loses, it will be a historic disaster. Why would that be such a disaster? Because it would be a failed prosecution that would be blamed, so it would appear, for a failed candidacy. Meanwhile, there is more about the failures of policing and the success of policing. Charles Murray holds the F.A. Hayek Chair Emeritus in Cultural Studies at the American Enterprise Institute. He is the author of tremendously influential books like Losing Ground, American Social Policy, 1950 to 1980. That came out in 1984, and that book had a lot to do with a very successful welfare reform, which was eventually passed and signed during the Clinton administration. He is also the author of another New York Times bestseller, Coming Apart, The State of White America. He will be with us coming up shortly to talk about a new piece on broken windows policing and what it meant for reducing crime in the United States. And speaking of reducing crime in the United States, questions about what rich donors want when they say to Ron DeSantis, "We need you to be more normal." What does that mean exactly for the governor of Florida? And speaking of abnormal, organized Nazis want to turn New England into a white ethno-state. That would not be this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least 1 food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.